Hey, Brian Fleming is joining us. He lost almost 400 pounds. He's joining us now.
Wow, really?
I kind of went over that really fast. He's joining us now. Hey, Brian, how much weight now have you lost?
Yeah, hi, guys. I've lost 390 pounds.
Oh, well, that's not 400.
Yeah, that's right.
Close.
Hey, man, tell us, give us the abbreviated version of your story. I was just reading it online, which is team383.com. Which is like a support group, and everyone kind of gets together, and I may even get on this. It's really great. Give us the kind of synopsis of what happened to you.
About 2 years ago, I was about 625 pounds at my heaviest, and I was a bit of a shut-in. I played video games all day long. I worked dead-end jobs, and I was consuming around 7,000, 7,500 calories per day. Mm. Yeah, I was also drinking. I was a chronic alcoholic. I drank a fifth of vodka per night. That was also mixed with pop. So I think about 2,000 of my calories were just out of alcohol alone. So eventually I was playing these video games, and I got a tablet, and I started playing those little free to play games. And I got this one called Draw Something, and I was randomly matched up with a woman in London, England, named Jackie. And, we started to, play Draw Something. We got to know each other just by playing this game, sending little single lines of text back and forth. And, she's a bit of an artist. She takes art classes and things like that, and she would paint like the Mona Lisa and stuff like that, and I would do stick figures. Like we added each other on Facebook, started talking more and more. I never really opened up to her about my drinking problem and all that at first. So one day eventually I bottomed out, and I just spilled everything. I told her how much I was drinking, how big I was, and my depression was at an all-time low. And, I decided to tell her one day, and I was expecting sympathy out of her. And, I basically got the exact opposite. She kicked my butt, and, she basically told me that, there's thousands of people out there fighting for their lives. What are you doing? You're throwing your life away. You have all these opportunities and you're doing nothing with it. What are you doing? And, I found out around that time too, that Jackie has a form of muscular dystrophy. It's called myotonic dystrophy. She has to stay very healthy to keep the symptoms at bay. So she's very active. She cycles back and forth to work, like 15 miles round trip every day. And, she sees somebody like me just throwing my life away. So, the next day, October 13th, 2012, I'm sorry, 2013, I'm off by here. I quit drinking, cold turkey. And I eventually started cutting back on my eating a little bit here and there. And I still ate a lot of fast food, but I started making better choices, like instead of French fries and stuff like that, I would, eat rice or just not get the French fries. And, I just started cutting back little by little. Within the first 3 months or so, I lost nearly 100 pounds. It was almost a pound a day for the first 3 months.
Wow.
And I just kept gradually adding to that. And I started exercising, and eventually, I just started doing 5 minutes every morning, because being around, 500 plus pounds, there's not much I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to wake up one morning and just started exercising a little bit. And I basically just walked in place. I turned on the TV first thing in the morning, watched Netflix or whatever, and just walked in place. And I did it for 5 minutes the first morning, woke up again the next morning, did it 5 minutes. And I
so wait a minute, wait. You weren't even on a treadmill. You were just standing in the middle of the room, walking, lifting your legs.
Literally walking in place.
All right, hold on. Hey, Brian.
Wait, I thought I was running in place, but I wasn't really getting my feet completely off the ground. So it was more really kind of walking in place.
So tell us, you went from being, obviously you were very, very heavy, 600 and something pounds. Does someone who is, let's say, 250, 300, what do you tell someone, hey, you can do this, here's the first step, what's day one for someone?
The most important thing really is to make a decision to do it. Half of it is mental than it is really physical. It really comes down to, are you going to make a change or not? And you need to decide to do that. Once you make a decision to do it, then everything becomes a little bit easier. But for me, it was baby steps, literally was the key, baby steps. And just starting off with a tiny bit of exercise daily was a huge thing for me, because it helped me build a habit. It helped me build a routine. And
don't you feel better whenever you work out?
Definitely. And the funny thing is, when you wake up in the morning, the last thing you want to do is work out. But the key is just to think, okay, how am I going to feel when I'm done? And a lot of people think, oh, you work out and you're just going to be tired. But it's completely the opposite. You wake up and you work out, and it's the best way to start the day. I love doing it first thing in the morning. I roll out of bed, and literally the first thing I do is you know, try to do my morning workout routine. And then it's, you know, it's better than coffee. You know, I stopped drinking coffee and, you know, it's just been great. So
is there any apps that you're using to help you lose all this weight?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ones. There's some free ones online that I've used. Runkeeper is one of them. That's one where you actually can go outside and use GPS on your phone, and it tracks you, like, how far you go. So it uses distance, and then you can put in your height and your weight, and it'll calculate how many calories you're burning and all that stuff. So, yeah, I've been using that, and I also used Fitness Pal, which is another free one where you can count calories. So I kind of figured out what's a decent amount of calories I could eat on a daily basis, and I try to stay under that number, and I use that as a tool.
The website is Team383. Can anyone join this support group?
Yeah, it's funny because when I first wrote about my story, I just wrote a blog online, and it got picked up by some news agencies and just kind of went all over the place. But at first, we kind of created this group on Facebook as just a safe place for people to share their own stories, because people started coming to me asking me for advice and stuff like that. And we basically made it a closed group so people could post in there without worrying about things popping up on their news feeds on Facebook. You know, they don't want their friends and families to see it. So we made it like a closed environment and a very safe environment for people to share and kind of encourage each other. And we've now grown to over 10,000 people. We're coming up on 11,000 people from all over the world. But yeah, we are on, we have our own website now as well. It's team383.com.
Well, listen, again, we appreciate it. And you're going to help a lot of people, as everyone being really inspired by this. Thank you so much, Brian.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate
it. Take care.